This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com. Sci-Fi Noise is part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. If you'd like to email me, my email address is Derek, it's D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. You can also follow me, Derek Coward, on Facebook or Twitter. There is a Sci-Fi Noise Twitter account. However, I haven't used it in a while. And I don't even have it hooked up to the Sci-Fi Noise website to push down updates every time I update something. So, sorry about that. I really should do that, but then again, I should also do more with the Sci-Fi Noise site. I don't know, maybe if there's some... No. Maybe if there's someone who wants to do some blog posts for me. But no. Sci-Fi Noise is a one-man band, basically. With the exception of the time that Rick Hansen did an episode for me. So, you know, I'm trying to keep things as in-house as I can. Okay. However, lately, I've been listening to a series of audiobooks by Brian Larson. It's called Star Force, and it started off as an alien abduction story, and now it is pretty much a war story. The humans, well, not even just humans, but biotics, versus these sentient machines. And I'm saying that they're sentient machines, although there's really no proof of that for the most part. They just have really complex programming. So much so that they learn from their mistakes, and they learn, they adapt, they make decisions, they reproduce. They're pretty much living, with the exception of the fact that they don't have they have a mind, a hive mind, but there's no flesh and blood there, I guess. And I suppose that's what really makes I guess that's what counts as biotics, either that or free will, because there's a character who is who's a robot who's more personality has been given to that character. His name is Marvin, and he has more personality than a lot of the other characters. But anyway, it's told in the first person. A guy named Kyle Riggs, who goes from so far in the story that I know, he's gone from being a college professor to being in charge of Star Force. And I'm listening to him in audiobook, and I'm almost done. listening to the book 7, Annihilation. So I'm pretty much, you know, what, 70% through, because I think there's only 10 books through the story, and it's well thought out. You know, there's some parts that are extremely well thought out. You know, it's like something, he'll set up a situation and he will come up with a problem or an issue that I hadn't even thought of until, you know, he brought it up. So to me that is the hallmark of a well thought out story. You know, it's like, hey, this is what happens, but you know, this could be an issue. And I was like, I never thought of that. So I'm really liking it. There's a lot of video game stuff. You know, they have these alien factories that they have to get resources for. There are different periodic upgrades to their battle armors and the spaceships. And there's a lot of wholesale death and destruction. You know, it's the guy Kyle Riggs, he is not he does not think you know, he stresses that he's a Star Force Marine, but his first impulse is not to make sure that nobody gets left behind. Let me just put it to you like that. He does not mind throwing his men into the meat grinder. But beyond that, because it's one of those things where the author will introduce a minor character, and then like maybe a minute or two later, that character's dead. You know, I mean, it's not one of those things where we even get a chance to know the character beyond that one little point. You know, there are some characters that have been around for quite a while, but usually it's one of those things where it's like, there's one part where him and the army land on a beachhead, and I forget what happens, but there's like one captain who survives like out of five, and the colonel, Kyle Riggs, gets pissed at him, and he immediately demotes him and promotes one of the, like, pretty much the closest lieutenant, you know. He demotes the one guy down to lieutenant and promotes the lieutenant up to captain, like one of those deals. And then he tells the captain, the newly promoted captain, you know, we live through this, there'll be more promotions for you, because this guy goes through, yeah, it's easy to, if you can stay alive, you can get promoted in his army. But like after the next offensive, he talks about the casualties, and one of them was the newly demoted lieutenant, what's his face. And I remember thinking, damn, that's cold. And he does that all the time, and you can tell that this the author is having a lot of fun writing this book, because there are times when we're supposed to be rooting for Kyle Riggs, but he is just so arrogant and obnoxious, and not confident, but I mean really obnoxious in his arrogance. And that's the part where it's just like, oh, come on, dude, really? It's like, you want us to like this character, but you don't want us to like him too much. You just can't. It's impossible for that to happen. But, yeah, it's video game-ish in the fact that a lot of the descriptions of the action sound like it could be a real-time strategy game. I'm enjoying it. But at the same time, like I said, there it just seems a lot, you know. Like there's a lot of death, a lot of destruction, a lot of action, and it seems familiar, you know. Anyway, but unfortunately for me though, is that each book is like 12 hours long, you know. So I said about 12, yeah. 12, 13, something like that. Anyway, I don't listen to it on 1X. No, it's 1.5. I can't listen to it on 2X because usually I'm at work. And I have it going on in my ears and people will bug me. Not bug me, but they'll interrupt me, or there are people in cubicles nearby who decided they need to have their conversation very loud, you know, which is, you know, this is one of the bummers about working in a cubicleized area. And because these are extremely long books, I haven't been catching up on any of my podcasts. When I need to take a break, I don't listen to a podcast because I just, you know, if I need to concentrate and I don't want to hear all those people talking in the background, then I'll just listen to music, you know. To Pimp a Butterfly is what I'm listening to right now. It's by Kendrick Lamar. But for the most part, that's what I've been listening to. And unfortunately, by the time I get home, I'm really tired and I don't feel like reading. So I have started the latest book for the Comic Clement series, and I'm going to, you know, finish reading that as soon as I can, you know. But I just, there's just too much. There's too many epics going on. Because the only other podcast, science fiction podcast that I listen to at work is The Champion by Scott Sigler. And once again, I just needed to take a step back for a second. And I have the book. I have the hardback, so I can just start reading that at any time. But over the... I can't remember what it was. It was a couple of months ago now. If you have a Chromecast, which is, you know, it's a Google thing, you can stream. You can stream to the HDMI. You know, it's an HDMI device. You hook up to your TV, and you can stream videos from your phone or laptop. You can watch HBO Go Netflix or Hulu Plus, or, you know, there's a bunch of other ones, but those are the ones that I mainly use. The way I first watched Frozen was a friend of mine let me watch it on their their Disney movie account, and I turned it on my my desktop downstairs, and I streamed it to Chromecast on my television upstairs, and that's how I first saw the movie Frozen. And I missed however long it took me to get upstairs, like 25 seconds, or however long, like I said, however long it took me to get from downstairs upstairs. But every now and then, if you go to the Chromecast page, Chromecast.com, I think, they have special offers. And a few weeks ago, one of the special offers was like a $6 credit on the Google Play Store. And I've been sitting on that for a while. I can walk into a bookstore and pretty much know what I want within a few minutes, right? But when it comes to somebody saying, here's a gift certificate for Comixology, or here's a gift certificate for the Google Play Store, you know, or if anybody would like to test this theory, you can send me a gift certificate to Amazon, and I'll also have like a hard time picking out what I want because there's just so much stuff, right? So one of the books, so I got two books, or three actually, because one of them was a sampler, so it was free. But I got, what's it called? Red Shirts by John Scalzi. That is the free book that I got, and it's like the first four chapters, and I'm looking forward to reading it because it seems like a semi-comedic take on the those members of the away team on Star Trek who seem to die very easily, you know, and they're, you know, and a lot of them are exchanging notes, that kind of thing. So I'm curious to see how that plays out. But the two books that I got are two that I haven't read yet. And it sort of surprises people when I tell them I haven't read them. One of them more than the other. But I got Foundation by Isaac Asimov. I tried to read this decades ago. In fact, I might even still have the book over my mother's house. But the book that I have over my mother's house is the Foundation Trilogy, which is the first three books, obviously, because at that time, that's what it was. It was a trilogy. That's how long ago I tried to read this book. And for some reason, I just could not get into it. But I decided, hey, you know, I saw it there. I said, let me give this another try. So I've got that, and I have read the first chapter, and quite frankly, it's really weird, but I remember most of that first chapter. I remember maybe getting up to chapter 2 or 3 before I tapped out in real time, you know, in real life. But then, you know, this time, I may read a page or two on my phone in between stuff. And the other one, which doesn't really surprise a lot of people, I mean, it surprises some that I haven't read it, but not a lot of people, because it can get kind of wacky, and that's The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which I've seen the movie with Martin Freeman and Sam Rockwell and Zooey Deschanel and Mos Def, I believe, and I also saw like the BBC thing a long time ago, you know, Arthur Dent, Beeble Brox, whatever his name is, I can't remember. Anyway, I saw that long time ago when it was on PBS, decades ago. So, I never actually tried to read that book because it just seemed wacky, but I thought, I'm getting older, maybe I'm starting to develop more of a wacky sense of humor, but we'll see. Anyway, so, I count audiobooks is reading, all right? Just because somebody's reading it to me doesn't mean it's not being read. Right. So those are the science fiction related books that I'm reading. Although I also have a copy of The Wizard of Oz, which is in the public domain, and Tarzan of the Apes, which is also in the public domain. So I have those books as well that I'm going to also reading. I think I have War of the Worlds. Oh, and I finally found my copy of The Time Machine by H.G. Wells. That thing is so old that as soon as I opened it up, the binding just broke. This is an old paperback. I mean, it's like, once again, this was when I was in elementary or middle school. That's how it is. As soon as I opened it, pages started to become extremely brittle and break off from the binding. So I need to get another copy of that somehow. Anyway, if you get a chance, let me know what you're reading. Just email me, like I said, Derek, that's D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. And I'll be back soon with another episode. Thanks. We'll be right back.
Oh, break.